On behalf of your pastor, Father Carlos, and Father Vincenzo, for the parish staff, for all the volunteers who make Resurrection Parish work so well, we extend a very warm and very sincere greetings for a very happy and blessed Feast of the Resurrection, a happy Easter. It's a very special day for all of us. People who maybe don't feel that every Sunday is quite as important as the other, but for some reason, this particular Sunday of the year touches the faith of everyone who somehow or another believes in Christ. Because this celebration is all about life. They found an empty tomb. He was not there. They know he had been there. They put him there. But he's no longer there. And so what it tells us simply is this. In symbols and signs and all of these wonderful things, it tells us that Jesus, who took on himself all of our failings and all of our sins and all of our horrible stuff, he took that to the cross. He died there. He was put into a tomb. But he conquered even death. By his suffering and death and rising, he took away all sin for all people of all times. All we need to do is ask, and he takes it away. So merciful is our God. But in addition to that, he took away the whole concept of death that seemed to exist before that time. That death was the end. After that, there was no more. And what he did is show that death is not the end, but that beyond death is a new life. And he invites us to participate in that new life. Last evening at the Easter Vigil, there were members of this community who were welcomed into the church through the same sacrament of baptism. And throughout this Easter season, we talk a lot about baptism, because it's through that sacrament. When we were baptized as children, as infants, as adults, whenever we were baptized, and the water was poured over our heads, and we said, and the words were said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." From that moment on, we are invited to share this resurrected life that Jesus boasts today, that he shows the world today, that we celebrate in an extraordinary way today and for the next 50 days. So extraordinary is this sacrament. So many times, most of us probably don't even know when we were baptized. If we were baptized as infants, that's understandable. But we don't even think much about that sacrament. And yet it is the sacrament that introduces us into this new life that we celebrate today in Christ. We become members of Christ. We share in the victory that he won. All of these things that he did, we share in this now. We share the gift of eternal life that he has prepared for us. And that the Father says, "I receive your sacrifice, I raise you back to life, and I welcome you and all of my people. All you who have been baptized, you now belong to Christ." St. Paul tells us that. He said, you belong to Christ, you need to act like you belong to Christ. It means that now we are supposed to be in this world what Jesus was when he walked this earth. That we are supposed to bring, we're supposed to be different. It's a new life. It's not the life we leave behind. It's not the life of the world. It's supposed to be a life that is dedicated to the things of God. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to stand on a box and preach on street corners or any of that kind of stuff. But living what Christ has taught us. He taught us the need of forgiveness. He taught us the need, it's not vengeance that I want. I want mercy and forgiveness. It's not hatred that I ask that you have for those who disagree with you, whom you don't like, who cross your path, who anger you, who hurt you. It's not hatred that I want. I want you to show them love and forgiveness. Hard to do. Very hard to do. I don't want you to be indifferent to all of the concerns and the hurts and the distress, the starvation, and all the stuff that goes on in our world. He said, I don't want you to sit back and say, well, nothing I can do about that. Jesus said, if you are living my life, you have to do something about that. You can't sit there and say, what difference does it make? That doesn't work. Not for followers of Christ. Not for people who are part of his body. So we can't just close our eyes and say, it'll go away, because it won't. The change will happen when we make that change within ourselves and put on Christ. He says, I want the world, the world is in conflict constantly with violence, with war, with all of this terrible stuff that goes on in our world. The persecutions against Christians in our world today actually happen. We think about that as something very ancient. It's happening now. He said, you can't be indifferent to that. He said, but you don't react with more violence, because it solves nothing except to create more violence and still more violence. He said, what I want you to do is treat people with kindness, even when it's difficult, even when, in your judgment, they don't deserve it. He said, but if you do that, you are living my life in this world. And that's what you pledged in your baptism. You pledged that you would be loyal to me and that you would follow me, that you would put on Christ and follow doing the things that he did in this world. And that's what he calls us to. That's what he made it possible for us to be in this world. We are not here simply to decorate the church. We are here to be the people of God. We are supposed to make a difference where we are. And if we do not, maybe we need to take the time to reflect on, what does that baptism really mean to me? What did it really mean when I said, I will put on Christ? I belong to Christ. I am an heir of heaven. I belong to God's family now. Does anybody know that? If you look at yourself in the mirror, do you know that? That is who you are? This is what our God has called you to be. His presence in this world. What an honor. What an extraordinary gift that he gives to us. And how often we just kind of forget all about it and pay very, very little attention to it. The gift of baptism is this extraordinary, powerful gift that transforms us into God-likeness. And that's what we are supposed to be here in our world today. Today, as we celebrate this beautiful Feast of Easter, we gather with your family and friends. It's supposed to be a very, very joyful, very happy time, because we are celebrating life, an extraordinary life that Christ gave to us. He said, I give that to you. As I gave it to you generously with everything that I had, including every drop of my blood, I want you to make an effort to make that happen in our world, so that more people in our world will come to know who Christ is, what he has done for us, what he has accomplished for us, and what he wants all of us to do for the good and the peace and the love of our world. This great feast is meant for all of us. We celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection, but we also celebrate the fact that he has called each and every one of us by name to follow him and to take up the work that he had begun in this world of making his presence known by the way we live. Not only that, he said, if you are willing to embrace that and work faithfully at it and try your best, Remember, beyond this life, there is another life. An extraordinary life that will never end. And you belong there because now you belong to the family of God. So today's a day for all of us to really rejoice. It's time for us just to reflect at least a few minutes on this extraordinary gift of baptism by which we have been incorporated in this whole mystery of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. Happy Easter, everyone.